Today is Monday, October 6, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is, what is it? National Mad Hatter Day. It's National Child Health Day. National Coaches Day. National Noodle Day. I don't know if you guys like noodles. I'm okay with noodles, you know. I like a noodle. It's weird. I don't really like glass noodles, or like there are certain types of like buckwheat noodles or other things in the Asian perspective, you know, persuasion, that the textures are not up to my liking. Like, I don't really like the texture of glass noodles. I don't. Buckwheat noodles are a little bit too weedy. Weedy? Is that right? Weedy tasting? And so, yeah, but go celebrate. I don't think we're going to have noodles today. And yeah, I'm recording on Monday, which normally I record the day before, like we've talked about. And this week is going to be a little bit different than normal because I'm going to record 3 episodes this week so that I can get back on my numbering schedule. So it, you know, it is what it is. It's, we're going to get back to our numbering schedule because that makes my OCD happy. I don't even know that I have OCD, but that makes me happy to be, you know, even fives every week. And so, yeah. So what's been going on in my life? Well, I'm going to try to save some of it for the mix, which I think we are going to have on this coming Friday, unless something happens, you know, unless something happens. I will say my voice is still a little weird, and I don't know, like, my stomach issues, I think, were causing acid reflux and stuff like that. So I'm going to try to start taking some acid reflux medication and see if maybe that helps. But then, you know, there's always a trip to the doctor, which I avoid. But that's another reason why I really haven't been recording, because my voice has just been shot to hell. And after, you know, working and everything else and attending meetings and all that, and I'm talking all day long, it's just, it's hard to record and make sure that it sounds okay, really, is the thing. So, yeah, so I was, so way back to the beginning of September, Mark was gone for a couple of weeks, and he was gone to the Philippines for a month. Well, 3 weeks, I think it was 3 weeks in the Philippines, and then a week in Japan, because he went on a trip with a friend of his. So he did all kinds of stuff. When he first got there, he did a trip to Boracay, which is a resort area. And he did that like a long weekend with his friends. And then when he got back, then he went to his parents and started, you know, his whole seeing his family sort of thing. And so he did that. And, you know, the first couple of weeks I was okay, but I don't really do well by myself. I stay up too late. I eat things that I shouldn't eat. I just get out of my normal routine. Mark is kind of my responsible person. And so, you know, it was okay, but I was feeling it. I was feeling it. And, you know, normally I like having alone time, but I'm so used to Mark now after 13 years together that, you know, it's just, it's hard to be without him. And so about 2 weeks in, around September, we had, I guess we had, what is it? Labor Day, Memorial Day, whatever it is. We had that weekend and I worked on Monday. So I worked on the holiday because I was trying to get ready for the Switzerland trip and I had a lot to do. And so I was, you know, trying to get all that work done. And so I worked all day long on Monday. And then Tuesday, well, about 2 a.m. Tuesday morning, I woke up and I'm not going to go into a lot of detail, but basically I had stuff coming out of both ends, just, you know, stuff both ends. And it wasn't, you know, I would wake up and not to get too gross. Oh shit. I don't remember how to do this. Not to get too graphic, but it was to the point where if I sneezed or something, this would have made a good short story for Fatty because, I mean, I don't even remember any specifics. Maybe I'll call it just some random thing in. But I know we've got quite a while until Shart Week or whatever it, whatever. Yeah, it's called Shart Week, right? So anyway, again, without getting too graphic, if I coughed or sneezed or laughed or anything, something was going to come out. And I had to wash sheets. I had to wash. Luckily, our couch, we keep couch cushion covers on. Because I was laying on the couch a lot. And I would cough. And something would sneak out. And it got on the couch cover. So then I had to take care of that. My parents were out of town for 2 weeks. Mark was out of town for 2 weeks. Or no, not 2 weeks. Mark was out of town. And at this point, it had been 2 weeks. And you know, all my other friends are online. We don't have a gay group here. We do have the Filipino group, but I don't feel close to them. I mean, we do hang out with them a lot, but I just don't really feel close enough to them to be like, hey, I'm shitting all over the place. Will you come over, you know, and do whatever? So I did doctor on demand and they said, well, it could be a virus. So we'll give you the prescription for, you know, for the flu. And I wasn't hungry. I was, when I would eat anything, you know, it would come up, come out. Even when I would drink anything, it would come up, come out, whatever. So, and I have this fear of doctors. It's just a thing. So it takes everything in my being to even do doctor on demand. So I did that. Got the medication delivered, I think, and started taking that. And I took a lot of days off work, but I was trying to also work, and I was weak. I was dizzy. I couldn't really walk very far. I was here by myself, so I had to walk Sydney on my own. I needed to keep Sydney brushed. I needed to keep the house kind of in order. You know, no one was here. And so it was just a lot. And then after about a week, it still wasn't getting better. And I lost 17 pounds. So then I went to urgent care. And they said, they did a urinalysis. And they said, because they wanted to see if I was dehydrated. And they said, yeah, you're a little dehydrated. You know, add some Pedialyte. I was already doing Pedialyte. I was drinking full sugar drinks just to try to get some calories because I wasn't hungry at all. And then finally, and they said, I didn't even, so I did another Doctor on Demand. There's more to this story. So I'll have to get to that on the next episode, which will be Wednesday. If I remember. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Wednesday. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.